This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 and a half of the hour. So we have 1 week in the... Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That
today is going to be a good day. Thinking ahead with optimism about the possibilities for 2016. Jennifer Horn is here on the Good Day program, along with Ken Kessler, Kara Schillen at the controls. So, you're familiar with the term winning.
Winning.
Winning. One of the great things coming out of the mouth of Charles Sheen. Well, apparently that does not apply to the United States of America when it comes to the war on terror. A poll released on CNN, Americans aren't buying what President Obama is selling. When the president tells us that things are going wonderfully well in the fight against Daesh, people don't believe. As a matter of fact, 75% say they're not satisfied with how the war is being conducted, what's going on. The previous high was 61%.
Yes, I mean, yes, I do. Of course I do.
That's awesome.
Victoria.
Your answer is, huh?
Take two. Victoria is
yes.
A pet volunteer. And they aren't pets, really.
Stop stealing my gig, Victoria.
Gosh, I know.
Get
I'm
your
sorry.
Own show.
That is International Jennifer. All right, so Jennifer, what do you volunteer to do?
This program. What have I volunteered for? Gosh, I volunteered for political campaigns. I volunteered for the Alzheimer's Association in the past. It just depends. It depends on what moves me.
All right. And, Kara, what about you? You don't have anything.
Not just say this program or an animal
well,
shelter.
You already said that. Not all that much.
Not all that much.
No.
What do you volunteer for, Dougie?
Are you not volunteering? I have a large farm. You remember?
This program and an animal shelter.
Yeah, right.
Right.
This program and the farm. Both of those things. The idea of volunteering, the world of volunteering, is looking, as is usually the case, for help. But there are more and more and more things that you can give yourself to. I find it very interesting. Rapidly in our society, the kinds of things where you can volunteer and help, and the number of 501c3s, that is nonprofit organizations, and a lot of people are donating their money because they think that's the right way to volunteer. Is that really what volunteering is all about, just giving money, or does it require time? Which is the preference? A lot of the nonprofits, the way I find it interesting, a lot of nonprofits do it the old way, ask you to do envelopes and make fundraising calls and that stuff. But according to stats, and I don't know how the government gets these stats, but then how does the government get anything? The government knows everything about all of us. 38 million Americans volunteered last year to do something. So that's one-third of the population. So we've got to be here two-thirds of the population, at least the female population of this program, give some of their time to help in some way, shape, or form. There's the Corporation for National and Community Service, called CS, that thinks that it's important for people to understand how important their contribution is. Because, obviously, volunteering means you don't get paid. So, would the Salvation Army exist, for example, without volunteers? And think about it up and down. Would any of these good... I have a ton of them here in Framingham, in the town where I live. I do give of my time to some things that are helpful. I hope that's the idea for doing this. We have a community garden, and I give them their manure every year. How's that for volunteering? A truckload of manure. Wow. And they say, thank you, this is wonderful. I say, no, I do it every day.
Shovel manure.
Yeah. but 65 million people volunteered in one way or another in Europe. I find that interesting. It's just people volunteering to do things, comparing America to volunteers. So more people volunteer in Europe than do in America. I don't know why that's important. I'm not even sure that it is. So here you go. The number of people my age volunteering, the volunteer rate among baby boomers is 33%. The volunteer rate for those who are millennials is 24%.
Oh, we must be terrible people.
Yes.
Don't feel so bad. It's not you, Kara. It's just your peers.
Minus the fact that I said I don't volunteer.
Well, there you go. Yeah. The typical millennial. There she is, ladies and gentlemen.
We want you to feel bad, but thanks for pointing it out.
So this is kind of a fun way to look at the numbers, but it
don't
is
baby
an idea.
Boomers have a little bit more time to volunteer if you're retired?
Oh please, like millennials have jobs. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Well, how much time do you think I have in my day? I delivered last night. This is not. Oh, Doug Stephanie's really great. This shows you how crazy I am more than anything else, in terms of what I do with my time. Yesterday after I got off the air, did the usual business stuff. About 1 o'clock, got to the farm, raked up a field of hay, baled a field of hay. Had two young 16-year-old kids on the hay wagon for the first time. It was very cute to watch them struggle to try to make a load out of it. It was kind of cool. They fell off the wagon.
I've done that a few times.
Really? I would like to say that's really sometime this fall. We're going to have a weekend on the farm, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to bring Jennifer Horn here, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen for a weekend on the farm. And perhaps we'll have a videography. I know, Bob.
Hey,
we'll get Bob
you,
Kane.
You think you're going to laugh, but I'm going to tell you, at least for this girl, I'm going to just speak for myself. I spent a lot of time visiting my uncle's farm, so don't think that you're going to freak me out.
Have.
I can milk that cow, and I can drive a tractor, so...
All right, well, that'll be the test. The first test will be how easy... We're just going to put you on a tractor, and you will be...
I won't give
you any instruction. I'll just say, okay, start the tractor and drive it. Let's see what happens with that. Start with that.
You better put us on one of your crappier tractors. Otherwise,
well,
you might
sure
end up
plenty
with
of room.
One, yeah, you
it
might end
be
up with one
in the middle of the
tractor.
Field. Yeah, you'll find that the tractor's in the middle of the field. How to do that.
Don't worry, your driving couldn't be worse than Doug's. There was one year where Doug killed about, like, 10 animals.
I heard he did that on purpose, though.
No, I didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, no, he would feel bad about it.
Yeah. But it wasn't one year, it was one day.
Right. No, I mean, there was just a really bad day for any animal living on the Stephan farm.
Yeah, it was not a good day.
They had his face hanging up in the barn saying, watch out for this guy.
Right. With a woodchuck holding up the sign, as a matter of fact. I think that day I'm not going to recount that. Why would I recount something like that? Now, but the whole premise of this was to get people to think about volunteering. That's what I was aiming at doing and finding. You know, one of the most interesting groups is Doctors Without Borders. Because, do you know, all of you know about that group, that organization?
Yeah.
I remember everything I've heard
about pants better, but.
Of all the people.
Will and Grace.
You learned about Will and Grace? Oh, okay.
No.
Is that what you said?
That's Jen's joke, right?
Yeah.
Doctors Without Pants.
Yeah.
Oh.
Harry Connick Jr.'s character on Will and Grace, who was married to Grace, was in Doctors Without Borders. Yeah. And he went away and left Grace behind because he was working with Doctors Without Borders, but there was a hot female doctor who worked with him, and Grace made the comment, Doctors Without Borders quickly becomes Doctors Without Pants when there's hot doctors involved.
Wow. You remember the episodic television.
Pretty good, right?
Wow, Will and Grace, yeah. That's very good. Yeah, yeah. All right, so anyway, the point here of our wandering around is
volunteer more.
Volunteering is a great way for you to spend your spare time, satisfying, great for your head. And that's one of the goals that I think I put forth in terms of trying to do this radio program every day, the idea of having people put their head into a good place every day. It's not a challenge. I think one of the things that we don't do enough of, and I'm not being preachy, I hope here, I hope it doesn't sound that way, is volunteering or helping other people. How many times have you heard me say on the air, we are all here to help in one way or another. You help yourselves, you help your family, you help people perhaps that are in your religion. I don't know why this just came into my mind, but a lot of the Jewish people that I've known have given great amounts of time to their synagogue or to their religion. That's another way. Jennifer, have you been asked, or do you serve on any committees or anything at church? Have you been asked to?
No, not right now. I mean, really sadly, and this is just truth, is I just don't have a lot of time right now because I've got four different jobs, and really during the weekend, Saturday is my only day off. And so I know that's selfish probably, but at this point for my own mental health, I kind of just don't have time. But I mean, I have in the past. My mom was a great example of volunteering at church. She used to do a ton of work for our parish, but, I'm sure at some point I'll get back to that.
It's just a trend. It's how you spend your time and food for thought. So I came over there. I'm not a doctor. You couldn't volunteer. But of all of the volunteer organizations, I think that's perhaps on the pinnacle, the top of the apex of the tower of specific groups that give a specific amount of their time to a cause. And it's a fabulous cause. But there are other things, you know, you can do. Things that just help your neighbors, friends, people. There's a fellow that I know who drives volunteers on a van that goes around and picks up seniors and
indigent. That's a great one.
Mm-hmm. A good thing.
It does make you feel good. Yeah, it does.
It does. All right, now, as we proceed, 20 minutes past the hour, Dr. Feelgood here on the DJV Show.
Cases of serious food poisoning are on the rise, and you are the first line of defense. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. From ice cream to sprouts, ground beef to processed foods, recalls abound. The CDC estimates that each year, roughly 48 million Americans get sick, and 3,000 of us die. Beef, dairy, and certain types of vegetables and fruits are the most common sources of the four major types of deadly bacteria. For instance, researchers found that on any given day, up to 1 in 10 deli swab samples tested positive for virulent forms of Listeria. There is much you can do to protect yourself, from cooking foods thoroughly, checking expiration dates, scrubbing veggies and fruits, and washing your hands with bacterial soap after food prep. And when it comes to cross-contamination, it's no longer just sponges and filthy kitchen towels to watch out for. Cell phones are transporting killer germs to places they should never be.
80% of Americans are hitting the road this summer. Got advice?
A high-performance summer tire such as Kumho Exta PS91 provides great handling in wet and dry conditions.
Travelers, spend more now to get the most.
Use the Barclaycard Arrival Plus World Elite MasterCard. There's a great sign-up bonus, and you earn 2 miles per dollar spent on all purchases, and those miles won't expire.
And stay connected on the road.
You don't have to be a Verizon subscriber to get Hum by Verizon. The connected car device features vehicle diagnostics, emergency assistance, and a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Crawling is the new plank, and lots of sleep is the new fitness necessity. And the gear matters whatever the workout. The new Vanity Fair Sport Bra offers separation and support with strong front straps to control bounce and breathable moisture-wicking fabric to help keep you dry when working out. Need to get rid of that post-gym hair? Sebastian Dark Oil is my pick. It disappears in seconds and smooths hair, yet pumps fullness and makes styling so much easier. And I find it lasts up to 48 hours. Hydration is easy. Fiji Water now delivers to your doorstep.
B It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Mundo Bizarro music news. Trying to translate Mundo Bizarro. This is one of my favorite expressions. Nobody wants to translate Mundo Bizarro.
That's Lucho Bizarro.
Right.
No, Mundo.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Mundo. No, no. Mundo is not mucho. You could
Mundo's
be
a lot. It's a lot mucho, of Bizarro.
You could be mucho Mundo Bizarro.
That's a lot of Bizarro.
It is. Mundo is world. So it's a very bizarre world that we live in, Master Jack. And to start out a focus on that, there's a new handwritten letter that's been unearthed that Tupac Shakur wrote to his former girlfriend, Ms. Madonna Cartolucci, or whatever her name is. What's her last name? Carpaccioni?
Ciccone?
Ciccone, that too, yes. All right, so Tupac's dead, right?
Yeah, allegedly.
Still dead.
Some people think he's working at Burger King with Elvis, but...
Yeah. Really?
Isn't he a hologram? I think he was the first hologram, right?
Was he?
Sure.
Yeah.
He ended his relationship with Madonna, the material girl, because she's white. There's a letter that's dated January 15th, 1995, that showed up yesterday. Shows Tupac in a reflective space. I'm sure he was there often, where he confessed how he believed their relationship would damage his career. Yeah, right. That's what we like. Is when, well, I'm not saying what I was just thinking of. Protect. Thank you for editing what you were about to say, Doug. You're welcome. For those of you ladies, you can thank me because you wouldn't have liked what I was going to say.
Thank
you. What a lot of other people. Anyway.
Okay.
Quote from the letter. For you to be seen with a black woman, I'm sorry,
man.
For you to be seen with a black man would in any way jeopardize your career. If anything, it would make you seem that much more open and exciting. The letter reads, but for me, at least in my previous perception, I felt due to my image, I'd be letting down half of the people who made me what I was, or what I thought I was. He also said part of the breakup came from his ego. In the letter, he references an interview Madonna did in which she alludes to dating a number of men. Is that at the same time?
Apparently, yeah.
Right, yeah, right. So he had hurt feelings. That's why That's really why he ended his relationship with her, because he had hurt feelings. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. That's what I say. in an interview where you said, I'm off to rehabilitate all the rappers and basketball players, or something to that effect. Those words cut me deeply, this is a letter to Madonna, seeing as how I had never known you to be with any rappers beside me. It was at this moment out of hurt and natural instinct to strike back and defend my hurt and ego that I said a lot of things. In the time since, as you can see, I've grown both spiritually and mentally. It no longer matters how I am perceived. He's dead, so who cares how he's perceived?
Well, this was written in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1995.
It's not like he's writing this from the grave.
No, I know.
I know.
Yeah. So this letter is for sale, right?
It's going to be auctioned, yeah.
For the big bucks.
I know, and Doug, you're going to buy it, right?
Yeah, lining up.
Are you getting your assets together?
I have my assets together, and they're doing just fine. Thank you, Jennifer.
I just am surprised.
Letter.
I never knew that that these two even dated.
It was a really big secret. And I paid attention to that stuff a lot back then.
And you didn't know it.
No.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right, so also from the Mucho Mundo Bizarro World, Lady Gaga has done something a lot of other people have done, but I think she's perfected how to do it and get a lot of dough out of it. She performed at a wedding for $10 million. Wow. And the bride had a golden wedding cake, $500,000 floral arrangement. Who is this person?
She's the daughter of the wealthiest man in Russia, and she married the son of the other wealthiest man in Russia.
Oh, Donald Trump.
Like a good match to me.
Ah, there you go. Oh, sorry, Gaga got $2 million. The $10 million was for everything else. 28 past the hour. The Wave Moisture Control Unit. Dump the misty crawl space mess in your house if you're tired of dehumidifiers with buckets of water to empty that costs you a lot, like $100 a month to run. It circulates the same unhealthy air all the time. The Wave Moisture Control Unit fixes all that. It's maintenance free. Costs just pennies a day to run. It expels radon, toxins, and other pollutants. It has a moisture control unit to improve the indoor air quality. A 1-year money back guarantee with the Wave. Ask about the Wave's complete indoor air quality package. Go to dryair123.com, dryair123.com, or call for the information 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283.
Ride the Wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Let's finish our work. Let's get started, actually. Hardly a day goes by that we haven't gotten a lot of work under our belt by this time of the day. 34 after the hour, speaking of time, this is Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Or, you know what? Let's go around the room. I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm Kara Schillen.
I'm not. I'm Jennifer Horn.
I'm Victoria Keelan.
All right. How many?
And this is 60 Minutes.
So, who's going shopping today for the weekend to get groceries? Everybody who's going to do that, raise your hands, please.
I will be shopping tomorrow.
I did my order for Amazon Fresh, so I'm good.
That's what I need to do again. Yeah.
Amazon Fresh
is so convenient.
So by doing that, you will be avoiding supermarket shopping carts. Correct?
True. Very true. Yes.
Supermarket shopping. It's a new Whole Foods opening up down the street tomorrow. Everybody's all excited. Wow, this is going to be great. Why? There's another one on the other side of town. No, this is going to be brand new. What's that got to do with anything? Well, they'll have new carts. So you may want to rethink using a cart the next time you're at the supermarket or the food store, because it turns out they are full of germs and bacteria. There's a research Everybody's researching everything, right? I mean, somebody's... Who really has enough time on his or her hands to figure out how many germs there are in the shopping cart? These people better get a life.
Somebody.
Yeah. It's not a genius. I mean, have you looked at those things? They're disgusting. Right.
But even the handles, I mean...
Yeah, I touched something sticky on the last shopping cart I touched.
Yeah.
So I'll probably be following the directions of this study.
Yeah.
All right. So this is, as is being suggested here, results of the study not pretty... there are different types of supermarket germs, too, by the way, as there are different types of carts. There's the big cart, there's the little cart, there's that thing that you pick up, that you
the
carry
basket thing, yeah.
Under your arms. Yeah, right. So, and there are also, things are different depending on the kind of store you shop in, whether it's a big, you know, the upmarket stores like Wegmans or Whole Paycheck. There's the budget superstore like Walmart. Are the germs better in Target than they are in Walmart under the circumstances? Who's got the best germs? Are we saying Whole Foods has the best germs?
Well, they have the least amount of germs, I think.
Ah. So, here's what...
I don't know how that is, though.
How they have fewer germs?
Oh, yeah. I do. Because the people that go there are show-offs, and so they shop without a cart.
No.
They just hold everything.
I just thought that they washed their hands before they went.
Yeah, they washed their hands before they
went. No, go with me here.
Okay. The traditional stores found to have the least clean carts, they harbor 361 times more germs, more bacteria, than the average doorknob. Wow. These people are really digging it. That's what they're comparing. Who knows how much germ... Well, let's take your doorknob. And if you're in Jennifer's neighborhood, probably different amount of germs than in Victoria's neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Not I probably have, I have tons more germs on our doorknobs.
And I, neighborhood I live in, germs are not allowed. So you can't find any, you'll not find any germs at my place. Under
Or you only have the best dressed germs.
Right. Budget store carts had 270 times the number of germs as a toilet handle has.
That's gross.
So gross.
This is seriously making me, I was going to go to Wegmans
tomorrow. Good morning
tomorrow,
and good day, everybody.
Like,
yes,
really
here we
rethinking.
Are. Checking out carts at the stores. excuse me. Carts at superstores discovered to be significantly more hygienic, with just three times the number of bacteria that usually is found on your kitchen counter.
Yes. I could live with that.
Your kitchen counter is a dirty pigsty mess.
So that means Target and Walmart are better than regular grocery stores.
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
Yeah, the food's not as good, though.
The difference when they compare it to your counter is that those are your germs. And
right.
I think that's a big difference. I mean, your germs are a lot different than someone else's germs.
So what am I supposed to do? Not use a cart?
Bacterial wipes?
Bring wipes. Bring wipes. I guess I can just wear plastic gloves.
Like
I just come from a detective.
You know what you're supposed to... Okay. Thank you for asking that
CSI
question.
CSI Kara.
You see, your reaction is the typical reaction, which is the wrong reaction.
Oh, okay.
The reason the germs, you didn't see or hear in there any way of fixing the problem, because in reality, it really isn't a problem. The more germs you're exposed to like this, the healthier you are. You'll probably, what? What are you talking about? We have become germophobes in this country, and thus our immune systems are at an all-time low, and thus medicines and treatments are at an all-time high because people don't have strong immune systems. And I use myself as an example of, I put myself out there, as a matter of fact, because of my exposure to germs, to dirt, to the farm, all the things that I grew up around. I have a fabulously, thank you, healthy immune system. And so the more things, you've heard me tell the story about bringing Miles out and having him jump into the dirt pile and his father being upset with me, but it's really the best thing you could do for your child. We've grown up in this sterile atmosphere. I don't even know where it came from, but part of it is our trend away from the farm. People, it used to be, even when I was a kid, maybe 8%, 10% of the country had some connection to the land. Now it's only 2%. The rest of people, they don't know where milk comes from. They don't know where the food comes from. They don't know anything about the farm. But the farm is the healthiest place, and that's why so many fewer people, even though we're living longer, are we living healthier? That's always the question. Are we living healthier lives, or are we just living longer?
That's a good question. I would definitely say just longer.
Yeah.
We're being propped up with statins and all kinds
right.
of stuff. We don't even know what the long-term effects will be.
Right. So, I mean, I'm not suggesting you go, out and get yourself bitten by a rodent or something like that.
But you can just go touch it, lick a shopping cart.
Yeah, right.
Fear factor.
Okay, so let me ask this question then.
Yes, Jennifer.
Would you rather lick a shopping cart or one of Doug's oldest farm boots, the bottom of it?
Oh,
Victoria,
God.
Go.
Oh, man. Oh, I think I'd lick a shopping cart.
I think so, too. I feel like there's less things that are likely to actually fall off into my mouth. Doug's shoe. You know it's got a bunch of stuff on the bottom.
Why do we come up with this one? Isn't there a better comparative? No. I'm not suggesting I lick my shoes. I'm just saying I'm exposed to lots of dirt. The other day I got a huge splinter in my hand, and I tried to get it out and kind of botched the job. And there's still a little bit.
What'd you do to disinfect it?
I always use hydrogen peroxide.
Okay.
Stuck a needle in there, but there's still a little piece of it left in there, so it's a little swollen. So I put that stuff that the hospitals use to clean things, that brown liquid.
Oh, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? It covers that when you go to the hospital.
It's like an iodine thing. Isn't
it? It's like an iodine, biodine or something like that. And it's swollen. It's kind of ugly to look at. What I was thinking is taking a picture of it and posting it online at DJV, and you can look at...
I love that you embrace social media, but...
The next question, Victoria and Kara, is would you rather chew Doug's splinter out with your teeth?
Oh! Oh.
No, that's just it.
Or...
I think it's a resounding no on that one.
I really have encouraged Doug to embrace social media and posting more things, but that's not it.
Really?
No.
Just take a picture of my...
A swollen splinter? No.
Oh, God.
All right. Other food news besides what's chewing on my finger. There's a study out about chocolate today. The world and chocolate. There are always these cheery articles about the health benefits of chocolate. Everybody says, wow, look at that. I told you it was good for you. It's sort of not from the same league as the people used to say smoking was good for you. But there's a lot of marketing going on. Who thought there's big pharma, there's big food, there's big cocoa. Sounds like a wrestler, doesn't it? That's big cocoa on the ring
there
now.
There used to be a wrestler called Coco Beware.
There was a wrestler whose name I can't remember, but he used to do the cocoa butt. That was his thing. The cocoa butt was his attack on the opposite people. Anyway, I'm off the track again. You ladies keep... something very important into people's heads here, and you're distracting me and diverting my attention from the matter at hand. Last year, Big Coco boasted a $100 billion sales number. Imagine that. $100 billion worth of chocolate was sold last year around the world. $22 billion of it was in the U.S. alone. Consumption is growing at a rate of 6%. And some feel the chocolate industry is fueling demand by underscoring with research how good chocolate is for you. And that's true, but it's not all chocolates, because the sweet chocolate that I like, for example, has added sugar, has bad quality vegetable oils in it, and emulsifiers that are cheap. I'm talking about a Mars bar, for example. I love Three Musketeers. 27 grams of carbohydrates, 166 calories. I know Jennifer's saying to herself, I don't want to hear all of this.
No. Why are you ruining a good thing?
Milk chocolate might reduce the risk of heart disease and stroke. That's according to a recent study. But the conclusion has been challenged on the basis that chocolate consumption might simply be a marker of affluence that's associated with better health anyway. So I bought three chocolate bars when I was at the store the other day. I brought them over and put them in Meredith's refrigerator. She promptly gave them back to me. Anyway.
Nobody wants that hanging around looking at you all day long.
Right. Let's see here. The fact is that if you want to get the best out of chocolate, you use high-test chocolate, which is like high-test gasoline, which uses unrefined sugar. Who's laughing? Kara, that was you laughing. Why are you laughing?
Was I? Wow, that's a surprise to me.
Chuckle. It was a chuckle here somewhere. Having an acquired taste for chocolate. The good chocolate helps circulation. This sounds like an ad for Superbeats. Yeah, chocolate may reduce the risk of atrial fibrillation. Say it again, Doug. Atrial fibrillation, which is Dr. Ken, he describes it as your heart is beating like a bag of worms. My father had that. As a matter of fact, that's what caused his stroke, ultimately. He took medication for it for 40 years. It thickened up his blood, and that was the end of him. Let's see. Chocolate combats high blood pressure. Wow. Chocolate is a brain food. Chocolate improves your mood. Jennifer, you should have some.
These are all things I tell myself every day as I'm eating chocolate.
Yeah. What is that supposed to mean?
Well, you've been rather snarky this morning so far, so. Chocolate fights wrinkles.
What 2 hours of sleep will do to you, Dougie?
Let's see here. Chocolate can make you feel sexier. Aha. So, okay. The ups and the downs of chocolate.
Okay. Before we leave chocolate and cocoa, has anyone heard of this thing called Coco Loco? I saw it on the news the other day. Coco Loco. Apparently, it's a snortable chocolate.
Yes, I heard about that. You can snort it.
Yeah, so it's supposed to have the same effects as like an energy drink, and it's this mix of chocolate and some other stuff. And I guess it's not FDA approved, unsurprisingly, but it's going to go into stores, and it's chocolate that you can snort, and for like 30 minutes to a half an hour, it gives you a buzz without being a drug. This does not sound like a good thing
to
me.
Wow, no.
Really?
But, you know.
What is it called? Choco Loco?
Coco Loco.
Coco Loco.
It's like Four Loco, but not banned yet.
Coco Loco.
And not alcoholic.
Coco Loco and Coco Loco is in this Mucho Mondo Bizarro World device. Ladies and gentlemen, the Mucho Mondo Bizarro World brought to you by Choco or Coco Loco at 11 minutes for the hour. Have you heard about performance-enhancing veggies that help boost your circulation, your energy, your stamina? They exist. And at the top of the list are beets, loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body for more energy, more stamina. There's no fake energy drink here. We're talking about super beets. Super beets. Exciting information from the folks who created this wonderful. Actually, Mother Nature created super beets. Yeah, grow them. Come from non-GMO beets. They're cooked. They're dried lightly, and then they're powdered, so the dietary nitrates are protected, getting the blood to your muscles, to your brain. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Super Beets. Doug likes beets.com. Good place to start. Or 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Or order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
Our nation was founded by hardworking people who embraced the responsibility of raising their children and taking care of their families. People like my father. This is Reverend Derek McCoy, Executive Vice President at the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, also known as CURE. Dad grew up in poverty in the Deep South, one of four children, just a generation removed from...
Lucky for seven slow hands, some Mexican king is a good bug on shaggy junction and ready to...
...is one of the best good educators to get a best opportunity of your dreams, head, and increase opportunity. If we increase and choices for our children and educating for our parents, keep completing their kids, we the trajectory we change life. This is Red of a Child's Life Boy, Reverend Derek McClinton for the Center Executive Vice President and Education for Urban Renewal, known as CURE. Also, nerds for instance, for take Claire, one room he grew up in, both his grand shack in Georgia, third grade, and parents had it. They believed that education, options available at the public school hometown, available in their homes, what he needed, couldn't give Claire to him in a Catholic, so they enrolled discipline.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. SolarC is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why SolarC beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why SolarC is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Say that again, Doug. 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time. Time for us to share knowledge. The input from Victoria Keelan and from Doug Steffen. I've decided I should play a role. While you were gone last week, I felt I was becoming an expert
when
it came to technology.
Excellent.
Yeah, right. Well, I had to fill that role, and it was hard for me to fill that role whilst you were not around.
Well, you have learned a lot in the last year in terms of tech. You have. I mean, you're
yesterday,
an iPhone.
I learned how to, actually, we finished after you left. How I could scan things
scanning
and where to find
work?
It.
Yeah, okay.
Right. It actually
there you
did.
Go.
Woohoo! All right. So, bigger and better things coming. Technology info right after this.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast at the root. You can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster.
Roundup Weed and Grass Killer. 1 gallon ready to use. Now just $8.97. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
All right, 56 past the hour. I just said off the air to Victoria and Kara, why would you have a phone that has a beep on it that tells you the battery is almost dead, sucking out the last moments of life in the battery by telling you the battery's going to go beep, 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 beep.
What kind of phone does that? Your iPhone doesn't do that.
My old flip phone.
Oh. Well, let's travel back in time and ask the person who invented the flip phone. I believe his name was Alexander Graham Bell.
Oh, very cute. All right. Smishing scams. Speaking of cell phones, the biggest and newest threat. What's the story behind the story here, Victoria?
Well, we've all heard of phishing scams for your email. Smishing is the new scam that's attacking your cell phone and your text messages. And this is actually starting to spread now. Cyber criminals are trying to lure people into providing account information, like your login name, your password, your credit card info. And all it does is it sends you a text that looks official. Like, Bank of America has a real problem with this right now because people are getting text saying, "Dear customer, Bank of America needs you to verify your PIN number immediately to confirm you're the proper account holder." People start freaking out. They click on a link, and now, just like a phishing scam, you have left yourself completely vulnerable. And so a lot of people are, tech experts and the Bank of America especially, is saying, "We will never text you anything like this. Please, if you see anything suspicious, immediately delete it and call the bank. Just make sure. Don't click on anything. Call your bank immediately, and they will tell you, no, that was not from us. That's a total smishing scam." Another way that they're doing it is very common, the IRS. They're saying you have a refund that you never collected. If you see anything, I know. Unfortunately, people get scared with anything related to the IRS. One person reported getting a text saying, "IRS notice, tax return file overdue. Click here to enter your information to prevent being prosecuted." And of course, people are clicking on it because they're scared. And this is, it's really unfortunate. The other thing to look out for, Best Buy apparently has also been hacked, and text messages are going to people saying that they've won $1,000 in Best Buy gift cards. So, of course, when someone tells you you've won something, it's very, tempting to click on that. But don't do it. Really don't do it. And always make sure you check your phone bill for suspicious activity and charges.
Alphabet has put together a deal for Avis to manage their self-driving car fleet. This is interesting. Waymore is the self-driving unit of Alphabet, which is Google. Avis and Budget is going to manage their fleet. I hope they manage
them
better.
That's interesting.
Budget and Avis both are not great. It'll be interesting to see where this goes. 59 past the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.